Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I am your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. I just communicated to you nonverbal. I just communicated to you something extremely important, and it was nonverbal. And to all my peeps that cannot communicate with me or us nonverbally, just ask somebody who can, and if they deem it necessary for you to know at any time what we just talked about, that is on them. I am taking this bit of information out of my, I'm taking this bit of important, extremely important information out of my hands, and I just communicated to everyone else nonverbal, and now everyone else is going to have to tell you. Everyone else, if they want to tell you, if they need to tell you, they will tell you. And however, you just work that out with them. This is now out of my hands. I have no control over it anymore whatsoever. I just communicated to you something extremely important, and now it is left up to everyone else or anyone else who can communicate with me nonverbal to tell you that bit of information. And I'm pretty sure, positive, extremely positive, that somehow, some way, this information will get to you, and it'll get to you in the needed, necessary time that it should be. No worries, no worries at all. Yet, there may be no worries, and there are no worries, and I like to think of myself as an approachable guy. I like to think of myself as a not necessary people person, but somebody who just like to get information, somebody who just want to explore, somebody that's curious about the world, somebody who just want to know things, not everything, but know some things, and somebody who definitely trying every day to keep New Year's resolutions. Yes, another year is definitely almost upon us. The fall is definitely upon us, and all the different stuff. So I'm going to have to be coming up with a new Year's resolution for the upcoming year. And I'm not going to make it something easy. I'm not going to make it something that I know I can knock out of the park and have it complete and done before half the year is over with, like this year. I'm not going to go that route. I will, however, make it something extremely difficult, but not extremely difficult as becoming the leader of the mouth breathers, as becoming the one of the mouth breathers. You know, the one mouth breather. I'm not going to make it that, because that's something, that's a goal. That's something different. That's not a New Year's resolution. That's something I'm trying to do consistently or all the time. Doesn't depend on the year. Every time I think I get extremely close of making it, every time I get it, think I get extremely close of becoming this leader or having these qualities of being the perfect leader for the mouth breathers, something happens, something pops up, something just come along and just knock me back down. But I'm not going to stay down. I'm going to get back up. I'm going to get back up, and I'm going to hold my head high and say, I will not lose. Let me repeat that. I will not lose. I will not lose. And if I do somehow do not win, which is losing, it wasn't because I didn't try to win. It wasn't because that I didn't think I could win. It's just because that it's not my time to shine right now. It is not my time to shine. It is not my time to shine. But when my time to shine come around, that doesn't necessarily mean that I lost then. It just means that I wasn't ready. It just means that it wasn't time. So when my time come, I'm going to shine. I am going to shine. So that's why I can't make it the New Year's resolution becoming leader of the mouth breathers, because I don't know when it's going to happen, but it's going to happen. But I will always put in the work, and I'm always putting in the work, and I'm getting closer and closer and closer. But there's some things that happen that just knock me back down and just make me realize that, wow, I got a long way to go. And no, it's not the customer service thing, because I feel as though that I handled the customer service thing correctly. And I'm going to communicate this with you non-verbally, but don't worry, news, because I will share this bit of information with you. I'm going to share it with you, but I just want to let my peeps know ahead of time what's going on or how it is. And then I'll just come back around and fill you in. All right. Time to come back around and fill you in. Yeah, that account still not closed. That account still not closed. And it's been how long? Exactly. See? But that's not what I'm talking about. That knocked me back down and I got to get back up. That's just a little blip. That is just something I'm just going to have to do once again. And yeah, I am prepared for my, I got my canned answers. I got my sheet of paper, my notes, my cliff notes, my just bullet points. I got everything that I need for every question that they're going to ask me. So that's not it. What I'm talking about is something more personable, something more in your face, something that's more right there. That's what I'm talking about. Something that's more right there. And no, it's not when I see any of my listeners, any of my peeps out in public, and you just scream my name and you say, hey, how's it going? Or what's up? Or you're asking me some sports question, or you're asking me something about life, or you're asking me about a TV show, or you're asking me about a movie. None of that. Hey, I have the time. And if I don't have the time, I'll make some time. But depending on what I need to do, or where I'm going, or what's happening, I can't promise how much time I can make, assuming I don't have the time, but I'm going to have the time. Just don't know how much time I can make. That's just going to vary. That varies. And no, that is definitely not what I'm talking about here. That's definitely not what I'm talking about here. Because that's easy. That is easy. That is simple. That is no worries. That is something that I welcome. Hey, you want to hold a conversation? I can entertain that. It's entertaining. It is more information. Remember, more information. Sometime you can go down a rabbit hole. Sometime I go down a rabbit hole. The thing is, you don't want to go down your own rabbit hole. That's where things get tricky. That's where things get dicey. And maybe you should go back and review. Because, yeah, we already went through how what happens and all of the bad, 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 extremely, extremely, extremely bad things that happen when you go down your own rabbit hole. But this is what it is. Not definitely not talking about it. I'm talking about something that's just more up in your face. And what I mean up in your face, literally up in your face. And it's not up in your face talking. It's not up in your face because you want to know something, or you trying to help out. It's like, hey, you got something on you. Let me help you get that off. Hey, you need help putting your jacket on? Let me help you out. Hey, you need help tying your tie? Let me help you out. None of that, because that is a reasonable reason. Get that. A reasonable reason to have somebody literally so close. Yet, there are definitely times when the reasons aren't reasonable and it just happens. And you know that there's got to be this, if I'm putting off, or if my vibe or my energy is just putting off this energy, is like, danger, danger, alert, alert, danger, danger, alert, alert. You got to be feeling those vibes. You got to be feeling that energy. You have to. There's no way that you do not feel that. There's no way you're not sensing, wait a minute, danger, danger. There's no way that you're not sensing danger, danger. Back off, back off. Too close, too close. Alert, alert. And all the other different bells and whistles and alarms is just going off. There's no way that you are not feeling that, that you are not sensing that, or that you are just so oblivious to the fact that, wait a minute, something's not right here. Something's not right. However, it happens. And that is what knocks me down And that's what put me down. And that's when I just have to get back up and just not get rattled and not be rattled. See, I was at the store. I was at the store just shopping, doing what it do, getting my goods, just having myself a good old time. It's like I'm at the store. I'm just trying to get in, out, quick as possible. In, out, quick as possible. I got the list in my head, photographic memory of my list. It's like, all right. And I'm going just from spot to spot. Just I'm just in tune. Just grab, grab, grab. Oh, next aisle. Grab, grab, grab. All right, next aisle. And just, oh, don't need this out. Don't need this out. And I'm just in the zone. I am like a weld or machine in the zone, going from aisle to aisle, not necessarily each and that individual aisle, just going to that down the aisles that I need to go down because of the list of items that I need. For the list of items that I need, and I don't need that many items because this is an in-out job. And I want to have at least the amount of items as possible. Therefore, I only had about 4 or 5 items. So yeah, that aisle wasn't that many aisles. It was about a total of 6 maybe. I avoided most because I didn't need to go down every aisle. The aisles I needed to go down, I went down the aisle, had about total 5 items. So I'm in, trying to get in, out as soon as possible. And this wasn't like the last time that I mentioned, this wasn't like the last time I brought up where you go to the aisle where there's so many items or less and you get in the line and you realize that the person in front of you is about that life. The person in front of you, if it's 15 or less items, the person in front of you, they don't have 16 items. They don't have 16 items. The person in front of you got 20 items. The person in front of you got 25 items. And they looking around and they looking at you and they looking at everybody else that's in that line. And they got this look on their face. They got the look on their face. I wish somebody would say something to me. I wish somebody would say something to me. Yeah, I got 25 items. Say something. Yeah, I got 20 items. Do something about it. No. I can happily say, joyfully, gleefully say, that wasn't this occasion. This 15 items or less aisle checkout. This 15 items or less checkout. It didn't have anybody that was about their life. It didn't have anybody that was ready to go. It didn't have anybody just daring the rest of us to do something, say something, see something, say something, see something, say something. Nah, that wasn't the case. However, I wish that was the case. That would have made life simpler. That would have made life easier. If I just had to deal with the person that had more items than they should and just daring and wanting anybody to say one word, that would have been easier. That would have been more comfortable. That would have made me feel like, relaxed. I would have been in my zone. I would have been just in chill mode. I would have been okay. That was not the case in this line. That was far from the case. I wish it was. It would have been easier. It would have been pleasant. It would have been more pleasant for me. That just wasn't in the cards that day. That just wasn't happening that day. Instead, I got a person that just decided to be all up in my face and not ready to go, all up in my face and not about that life, all up in my face because they just oblivious to the norms. See, we all have this individual bubble. We got this individual bubble. And then when you get close to the bubble, or when you prick the bubble or you break the bubble, that's the danger, danger. Wait a minute, too close. Back up, back up. And that was the issue. The guy behind me just was a little too close. The guy behind me was all off in my personal space. The guy behind me was just so close, so close. I can just feel the heat from his body just coming off, seeping out through his pores and just transferring with the heat in my body. We were so close together, and we did not have to be so close together. We didn't have to be that close together, but for some reason, he felt comfortable enough to be that close to me. And for some reason, I was just like, whoa, something don't feel right. Whoa. What's going on? Whoa. Oh, so did this is how this is going to play out. Whoa. I feel uncomfortable. And I'm not going to say that the comfort, if maybe he would have bought me a drink or bought me something nice or did something, you know, special or did something cool, maybe pay for my stuff. Or maybe bought me some gum or gave me a little pat on the back. Or if it, I'm not going to say if he would have showed me some kind of affection or showed me some kind of, showed me something, some kind of gesture that he cared, that it would have made things okay, because it probably wouldn't have made things okay. It definitely would not have made things okay. That the being okay part was already gone, already out the window, because there was no need for us to be that close. There was no need for my space to be invaded. There was no need for us to be transferring heat energy just like that. Thermal transfer. There was no need for it, but yet it happened. Yet it went down. And I can't say that I was in go mode and I was ready to go. And I was just ready to just, what are you doing? It's time. Hey, back up. Because it was extremely uncomfortable, but it wasn't go uncomfortable, if that makes any sense. It was extremely uncomfortable, but it wasn't reason to go, in a sense that I just thought this person was more oblivious to the fact. I just thought this person just wasn't, keen to the fact that some people have bubbles. Bubbles are there for a reason, and don't invade bubbles, because I don't think this person probably knew what a bubble was to begin with. No judge zone. Therefore, I can't and I couldn't go. It wasn't reason to go. If anything, it was reason to say, hello, my name is, nice to meet you, but next time, buy me a drink first. Next time, buy me a drink first, because you all off in my zone. You all off in my bubble. And you know who else got all off in somebody's zone and all off in somebody's bubble? Cristiano Ronaldo. Did you see it when he pushed the ref? Did you see it when he got close to the ref to push the refs and push them away? It's like, hey, I didn't dive. I didn't take a dive. Why am I getting a penalty? Why am I getting a red card? You just doing this because I showed out. You just doing this because I humiliated the great Messi. You just doing this because you a Messi fanboy. You a Messi fanboy. You doing this because you ain't showing me or giving me the respect I deserve. I did not dive. We tripped. I tripped. I wasn't trying to game you. I wasn't trying to do anything to alter the game, because the game was already over. The game was already won by Real Madrid. So why would I do anything like that? And so, wham, Ronaldo got all off in his comfort zone, all off in his bubble. And the ref didn't go. He did not go. If anything, he just shrugged it off and said, okay, that's why you're going to get 6 games.
Mm-hmm.